going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One that we did leave off, both of us, Zoolander. I did not like it. Did you see it? Did you like that movie?
I liked Will Ferrell in that. Okay. I didn't like Ben Stiller in that.
Okay. All right. Enough of that nonsense. Now, I know it took me a few hours here, but this baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. Soda. Baby, Juan Soto is back. I told you last week, in spite of hitting some dribblers against the White Sox, the shuffle was there. The shuffle was there. That's been the thing I've been waiting for since the beginning of the season with Juan Soto. I wanted to see the shuffle because it's not about the numbers and the back speed and all the expected slugging versus the actual. I don't want to hear that. I need to see Juan Soto being himself. And it starts with the shuffle. You saw the shuffle against the White Sox. Then you had Soto stand in front of the camera and microphone and say, I haven't been good. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact quote, but taking accountability. Haven't been good enough. It'll come. As accountable and confident as anybody could be. Then you saw the weekend against the Rockies. Home run on Saturday. Sunday, I was there on hand at the Cadillac Club, front row, watching Juan Soto do his work in right field. He was joking, laughing, interacting the entire game to a level that I've never actually seen before, going to all the games I had in my life from a player and fans like that. Something he did last year in the Bronx. Not sure if he's been doing it this year, but I saw him do it. Didn't look like he was an unhappy player to me. What happens? He homers. The results follow. Now you're seeing more shuffles. You saw it last night with the three walks. Even with, now obviously he's had some success against the Dodgers, the two-run homer against Kershaw, the double the night before, the walks last night. But forget the walks, forget the homers, forget the results. I see Soto. I see Soto. He's happy. He's producing. He's shuffling. He is back. He's flipping bottles and having fun. He's himself. Also, I referenced this on Sunday, or actually on Monday, but the game happened Sunday. After his home run on Sunday, Francisco Lindor, to his credit, tried to get Soto to do the celebration pose for the camera and all that stuff that the Mets do after they hit home run. Soto declined. Good for Lindor to encourage. Even better for Soto being true to himself. You don't have to like it. Let them do it. You don't have to hate on it either. But you don't have to be a part of it. Be you, big boy. And now we're starting to see what Juan Soto looks like when he's happy. When he's happy, we're happy. Soto. And by the way, it wasn't even about Juan Soto. Pete Alonso flexing his muscle yet again. Now, it helps Soto getting on in front of him and Pete doing the damage. Okay, you're going to walk Soto? Look out. The Mets have looked the Dodgers straight in the eye and have shown them who's the better team. On Tuesday, I think it was, I said the Mets have closed the gap. Whatever the day is that we, BT and I, had that discussion. Mets have closed the gap. Today, on Thursday, I think the Mets are better. Now, the Dodgers are going to get healthier, and they're dangerous, and you respect the champion. I think the Mets are the better team. The Mets have faced the Dodgers. Now, they've already won the season series 2 out of 3 last time. They've taken the first 2 out of 3 here. Look to make it 3 out of 4 this afternoon, coming up at 4 o'clock. But the Mets aren't even fully clicking yet. So while we could say, well, yeah, the Dodgers are going to get healthy and their bullpen, you know, Dave Roberts talking about how, well, we just want to survive until we get healthy. That's great. But the feel, if you're paying attention, the feel that you had with the little engine that could Mets a year ago versus the feel that the Mets are right now, the Mets are better. And at the very least, they're on equal footing. The gap has been closed. I think they're better. I mean, they have the best record in the National League. What would make me say that the Mets aren't the better team? While the Dodgers could get healthier, so could the Mets. Sean Manaea working his way back. Frankie Montas going to be an addition to that rotation. A rotation that's been so good. Griffin Canning, an afterthought. The guy had a 5 ERA, for goodness sake. He's mowing down Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. A guy that normally those guys would feast on. Griffin Canning mowing him down. Paul Blackburn mowing down the big, bad, mighty, unbeatable Los Angeles Dodgers. Mets showing resilience after blowing a game that they could have won. Should be up 3-0 in this current series. And you're seeing Lindor, and we haven't even seen it fully unleashed yet, but you're seeing Lindor, Soto, and Alonso all clicking together at once. Forget about what could happen at the bottom of the order or the rest of the guys, whether it's Nimmo, you know, Vientos is banged up. You know, Mauricio maybe can find it. I know he's still working his way in here, just a few games. Beatty, Alvarez, maybe they get a center fielder. The Mets still have room to improve here. But their staying afloat is a lot better than others. And they don't look afraid, nor should they. They don't look less than. They don't look like the little engine they could. They look like a well-oiled machine that expects to win. And they have really, with any, really the only good team the Mets have not taken a series from has been the Yankees, where they lost 2 out of 3 and did not look good in that series. Beat the Cubs, beat the Dodgers, swept the Phillies. It's all coming together. Now, it's June. You got to be coming together in October. But I don't know how you can't be thrilled. The Mets have weathered the early season storm. The slow start from Soto. The injuries to a rotation that many, including myself, questioned coming into the year. David Stearns, I'm sorry. You're a damn genius. I will never doubt you again. Ever. I mean, look at what they've done. And you have to think that they're only going to get better. Does it mean they're perfect? No. They're going to make moves, though. They know this is a team that's going to go try to win a World Series, and they'll fine-tune it. You have the trust of the, you know, you trust the president, you trust the owner, they'll invest, and you trust they're going to make the right moves. And the players have followed suit doing their job. And what a freaking joy it is to watch. This baseball brief was brought to you by Guinness Stout. It's a lovely day for a pint of Guinness. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to the Knicks calls. We've been talking about Tom Thibodeau, what the Knicks do from here. Chris is on Coney Island. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, Chris?
Good, how are you? So I was just going to say about the guy who's a relative to Ben Stiller. If you got to DM a family member, you're probably not close enough with him. And another one of my favorite Ben Stiller movies, by the way, is Heavyweights.
Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, that was with the kids at camp. Is that, am I right with
that
one? Yeah.
I just wanted to say with Thibodeau, I don't like the move. I thought they should have kept him. But also in part, I think if you're going to fire Tibbs, you better have a plan. Like somebody, I feel like they should have a target right away and somebody should be hired pretty soon. I don't like the idea from what it seems from other reports that they fired him, and now they're going to cast the net of who they want to interview, go through a process, things like that. I feel like if you're going to get rid of a coach like that, who just had probably the most successful five-year run I've seen in my lifetime, I feel like you should have a pretty good idea of who your next hire is almost immediately.
Yeah, and everybody seemed to think when this move was made, well, they wouldn't do this if they didn't have a clear plan or identified somebody that they want. Now, look, maybe, and I don't know, Chris, I'm more in line with you that it doesn't seem like that is the case, which is why I think it's a mistake, but maybe their plan is Johnny Bryant. Maybe there's a little smokescreen. I have no idea.
If that's the plan, that's cool. But if I don't want to see kind of like see what the Jets just went through, where you're interviewing 25 guys.
Yeah.
And you don't have a coach till end of July or whatever it is.
And the reason why I doubt, Chris, and thank you for the call, and I'm with you, like, the sooner the better. You can't be messing around here. Now, the report, I think it was from Steph Bondi. I've read so many of these things, I'm trying to piece it together. Steph Bondi of the Post, who does a great job, he said, I think the Knicks would be comfortable not having a coach until summer league, which is early July, something like that. So you could be talking about a full month here. I don't know if it's going to take that long. The other part of the Johnny Bryant thing, where if we were talking about him not having... Or him being the plan, him being the guy. Two reports, Steph Bondi and Ian Begley the other day said that Ian said it when he was on with Evan and Tiki, saying that he believes that experience is going to be a part of the Knicks. I don't want to say requirement, but something that they value. Well, if that's the case, then Brian couldn't be the plan. He might be an option, couldn't be the plan. And maybe their plan was Udoka. All right, let's try to get him. Nope. Maybe the plan is Jason Kidd. Maybe it's Jeff Van Gundy. I have no idea. But if they're valuing experience, that would tell you that it's going to be one of those guys that we reference with experience or somebody that's out there. You know, the other reports have shot down Mike Malone off the board, Udoka off the board, Jay Wright off the board. A lot of the guys that initially was like, okay, well, when this first happened, you're thinking, okay, Jay Wright, because of Villanova, and he's a great head coach at the collegiate level. No, not him. Okay, what about Mike Malone? Just won a championship? No, not him. And I wouldn't have been happy with him anyway, based on some of the stuff that went down in Denver. He felt like, if people want to say, well, Tibbs underachieved with this town, Mike Malone underachieved more so. Yeah, he won a championship. That's great. And you take that, but it doesn't mean that he's a great head coach. When you have a player like that, you should be winning multiple championships. I'd be willing to bet Tom Thibodeau could have won an NBA title if he had Jokic. Ezra is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ezra?
How's it going? You know, I'm calling. I'm really thankful for Thibs. The Garden was a place you had to be these last few years. I took my kids to their first playoff game this year. You know, talking about Johnny Bryant, he's not Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr won 5 rings with Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, and Tim Duncan. So I think while I agree that, you know, he might have been outcoached versus Carlisle and Bickerstaff, I agree with the previous caller that you got to have someone in mind. You got to have experience in mind. And hopefully they can find their Joe Torre to Buck Showalter.
Yeah, and even then, now look, just because we don't like it, Ezra, and thank you for the call, just because the majority, and I would feel like at this point, and for the record, I don't care what the majority thinks. Like, if I believe in something, I'm going to tell you I believe in it. That's where my opinion comes from. Not because Johnny said it or Susie says it or this person thinks I should say that. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I'm going to give you my opinion based on how I feel. And I feel like this is the wrong move. But it doesn't mean that that means it is the wrong move.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe they succeed with this. The majority of people, it feels, are in agreement that the Knicks made a mistake here. It's on them to say that, you know what, we're wrong. Prove us wrong by making the right hire. I have my reasons for it. It's not just a gut feel. There's legitimate factual evidence why I would have given Tibbs another try. I believe he's better than the other options. And now I ask you, for anybody who wanted him fired, okay, where's the definitive better option? There is no Pat Riley out there. There is no Phil Jackson out there, meaning in their, you know, heyday as coaches. Where's the known, there's no Popovich. Where's the known NBA champion that you're going to get because you think Tom Thibodeau maxed out and couldn't get this team to a championship level? Where's that next guy? Where's that guy that is available that you could poach that's a clear championship head coach? And some of the ones that we thought might be possible are not. Which leads me to two people. I'm sorry, I can't go for Johnny Bryant, an inexperienced guy. Doesn't mean that he would suck or not do the job. I think that's taking too much of a risk. Andrew's calling from Sterling, New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Andrew.
Listen,
what's up?
I agree with you. Thibodeau should not have been fired. Guy's an amazing coach. The real pressure cooker now is Rose put himself on the stove. Because if the next guy doesn't produce a championship, then Rose should go. Period. End of report.
Right, but now, see, this is why, Andrew, this is why I say when you make a move like they did, now you could be the stumbling blocks put in place. Or what's the right word I'm looking for here? Like downhill, start to snowball, get out of control, in the wrong direction. You fought, like, you had stability, a known commodity. You were having success, many levels of success. You were six wins from the ultimate success. It is hard to get back to that point. As we have seen over the course of, I mean, you want to go from 1973 when the Knicks last won a title, or do you want to go based off of the last 25 years? You pick. Either way, it is hard to do what Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose have done together the last 5 years. Hard to do that. Now they already moved one piece of the foundation. Once you start removing the foundation, cracks will come. This is the first big crack. Now you could patch it up, hire the right people, fix it, and you know what? That foundation's better than ever. We could build an extension on this foundation. Or you could spring a leak. And then one leak leads to the next one. And that next one would be, as you just said, so now Leon Rose is on the chopping block. So now the two more successful, if not two of the most successful people in Knicks franchise history, their jobs are in, one's gone and the next one's going to be in jeopardy. Oh, well, if this goes wrong and they don't hire the next head coach the right way and they don't win a championship now, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but the thought process, well, Leon Rose is going to be, and he should be. He should be in the line of fire now. But does that mean that he should get fired if they don't win a championship in the next, what, 2 years? Then what? So you fire the head coach first. Now you bring in somebody else in a championship or bust. Let's say they, I don't know, by some chance, fall short the same way that they have since 1973. Then what? Then you fire Leon Rose. Now you're back to square one. Now you're looking for the thing that you were looking for before you hired Leon Rose and Tibbs when you finally got it right. It could be the first crack in the foundation, an otherwise solid foundation. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not broke. They're being proactive. They didn't believe Tibbs was the right guy. And when I say they, that means to me Leon Rose and Jim Dolan. Even if it were just Leon Rose, it still can lead to a disastrous situation if you don't make the right decision. I was thinking of a My Cousin Vinny line in there. If you don't bleep up. That's what, you remember that line, huh, from My Cousin Vinny? Are you familiar with that movie?
I remember the two Utes.
Okay. By the way, side note, you know, Saratoga Wolves got me the ticket to the Knick game. I did, you know, the free Knick ticket for the Eastern Conference Finals. I did get him a gift, Hoff. It's not going to come, though, for this weekend, so it'll have to be the end of the month when he comes and visits. But I did get him a gift. I'm not going to give it away now. Also, I don't know if he's listening, so I wouldn't say it. But it wasn't the exact cost of the ticket, but it was, you know, a significant gift. And I feel pretty good about it. And I hope that once that happens, I don't have to have it weighing over me like, okay, do I owe him this and do I owe him that? You know what I mean? He did a kind gesture out of the kindness of his heart, taking me to the game. I did one back as a thank you for that. You know, I feel like even though it's not the same financial level, I still think that that's good enough, correct?
But, depends. Mm. I mean, how long will this gift last for?
A lifetime. It's not a donut or something. It's not going to expire.
Is it an experience?
Not an experience. It's an item.
Oh.
Okay. It's an item that has to do with sports, but it is an item. Something that I think he's going to be interested in. Anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808, I hope. 888.
Is it a signed Larry Johnson basketball?
No, but it's not bad. That's a good guess. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mets lineup is out. Nemo, the lineup for the best team in baseball is out as they take on the Dodgers. The Dodgers facing the best team in baseball today, the New York Mets. Brandon Nimmo, Marte, Soto. Alonzo McNeil's at second base, hitting behind Alonzo. You got Taylor in center, Beatty at third base, so no Mauricio today. Alvarez and then Acuna. I'll tell you, I watched that video. It may not be a big deal. I watched that bottle-tossing video 100 times. If you missed it, you got to go see it. Search for it on social media. For anybody who said that Soto couldn't have fun, that Soto only chose the Mets because of his mom, he didn't want to be a Met, he wanted to be a Yankee, it looks plenty good to me. And soon the numbers are going to follow. And then you're going to be in big, big trouble. 888-808-1019. Hector is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What's going on, buddy? Listen, man. We got what we've been waiting for. We got Tati Confidence Soto. And listen, I was calling just to give a PSA, right? I only had two things in my mind. But listen in here, I got a couple of things if you would allow me. The first thing is, I could just imagine here now going into the summer where summer barbecues are for your cousins as they try to figure out who's in and who's out from the South Circle of Trust. That must be a real blast. But hey, listen,
you think I'm going to cousin barbecues? No chance.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another thing. I'm like, this guy's probably not even going.
Sorry, busy. I'm working.
Oh, my goodness. But look, listen, Sal, we are upon the summer of fun, and I can't wait till it really takes off because I got to, you know, I can't take no more Knicks. I can't take no more of these disappointing Knicks. And I'll be honest, I wasn't outraged about the Thibodeau thing, but you cannot be the Knicks. And you fire Tom Thibodeau, and you're going to come in here and bring me some rookie coach. You better bring someone in here who is ready to win. I don't know about 2 years and none of that nonsense. Win and win now, or this whole crap is a farce. All of it. All of it. That's all I'm going to say about the Knicks. But the summer of fun, Sal. And really, like I said, man, it's more about PSA. To my fellow Mets fans, make sure you get out there and you exhaust your 5 votes every single day, and make sure that Francisco Lindor is an all-star, that Juan Soto's an all-star and that Pete Alonso's an all-star. And maybe Juan Soto hasn't played as an all-star, but we're going to shove it down all these Yankee fans' throats that have been out here gloating.
Vote him in. I'm with you, Hector. Vote him in. I don't care what his numbers say. He should be an all-star.
Exactly.
He's Juan
exactly.
Soto.
And Sal, I'll be honest. Blunt thoughts here. I didn't vote him yesterday because I wanted to show him tough love. And somebody talked some sense into me in a Twitter space and said, what are you doing? All of these years that Francisco Lindor deserved to be an all-star and didn't get voted in, we're going to now make sure that even if Juan Soto doesn't belong in the all-star game, we vote him
He's
in.
He's a star. You vote him in. Now I want to ask you a question before we let you go. Because I was at
Please let me get my PSA off, though.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you already gave your PSA. How many PSAs you got?
I got one more. I got a good one.
You know All right. I'll let you get your point, but I want to ask you something because I referenced that I was at the Met game. It was the first game I went to this year. I was sitting in the Cadillac Club, so I was watching Soto closely.
Yes.
You go to a ton of games. Have you kept an eye on Soto at all, and have you seen him interacting with the fans the way that I did on Sunday against Colorado?
Yes. Absolutely.
So he's been doing that all year?
Not all year. Okay. It's evolved. It's evolved as he's getting more comfortable, which is okay. All of that nonsense.
Well, I just wanted to know if it's something that he's been doing all year and I didn't notice it, or if it's something that he's done as of late or just happened to be that day, but it looked great to me. I just didn't know if that was a thing that maybe...
I've been watching from afar because I don't sit on that side, but I know people that sit over there and they've been telling me, like, yo, Soto's been... interacting with the fans. I actually had a buddy that went out to Washington and sat in right field and told me he was great with the fans. So I think it's been getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And where I felt real good, Sal, was when he fouled that pitch off of Kershaw and he gave him that nod.
Yep.
Like, I got you, bro.
Yes! Yes! That's what we want! Same thing last night, all night. That's what we want! That's what we've been waiting for. All right, what's your PSA?
Exactly. To your colleague, Keith McPherson. To Taco Frank, who texted us the other day. To my buddies and all my group chats. I've been telling you clowns. Laugh now, cry later, right? And he who laughs has laughed last, laughs best. Well, get ready, because the summer fun is coming, and it's going to be led by your ex, Juan Soto, and you're going to have to eat it. That's
Woo!
All, baby.
There we go, Hector, yeah. Yes, thank you for the call. Hey, he's not wrong. Now, I am unbiased here. Obviously, you know that I'm a Met fan, you know that I love Soto, but I love Soto... I was going to say just as much as when he was a Yankee. I do love the player. I love the idea of him being a Met a lot more. But it can be fair and critical when I need to be. And the Yankee fan has been taking great joy and pleasure in Soto's struggles. Some, with the Yankee propaganda, even concocting stories about how miserable he is being with the Mets, that he wished he chose the Yankees.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When the tide turns, and it's turning, it's not going to be fun to be a Yankee fan. Brian is calling from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sam. Good to talk to you. First of all, have a safe trip up to Sarasota. I love that area up there. I get up there often. So enjoy your weekend. Second of all, let's go Mets. I want to win this series on the road against the Dodgers. And at the end of the season, when Soto is holding up the World Series trophy, I'm going to laugh in the faces of all those obnoxious Yankee fans who like to do all this propaganda about Soto.
Soto's waking the Met fans up. You hear it. Soto's waking them up. Go ahead, Brian.
And as far as the Knicks go, so I'm a Buccaneers fan. And I liken this, the firing. I don't like the firing, but I will compare it to when the Bucs back in the early 2000s, just before they acquired John Gruden, fired Tony Dungy, who had gotten them to two straight NFC championships, couldn't get the job done. Of course, we all know the rest. Gruden comes in, wins the Super Bowl. I hope the Knicks don't take that same approach where they're going to trade capital, draft capital, or you know, players to acquire a proven coach. But on the other hand, like you said, there's nobody out there really who tickles my fancy. I mean, maybe Van Gundy. I'm going to throw a name out there that I know you're going to shoot down, and it's a really, really off the wall suggestion. Jimmy Boeheim.
Yes, that is off the wall, Brian, and thank you for the call. I mean, I respect the idea that you would even think of that and bring his name up. I mean, come on. Maybe if Melo was the centerpiece of this Knicks team, I'd entertain it for a second. Come on. Boeheim? You're going to fire Tom Thibodeau for Jim Boeheim at this point? What the heck has he been doing? No. Now, I like your analogy with the Bucks. The Falcons did the same thing, and this is why I hate it. The Atlanta Falcons have been losers their entire existence. They hire Mike Smith, who nobody ever heard of before. He has incredible, sustained success. They develop Matt Ryan. I obviously draft Matt Ryan. He has instant success as a rookie. They go to the playoffs. They have back-to-back winning seasons. All these things that they never achieved before in the history of the franchise. They get to the NFC Championship. They blow a big lead, blah, 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 blah. They eventually make the decision that even though the sustained success, which is something that has never been seen in the franchise history, they were chasing a championship, singular goal of winning a Super Bowl. That was it. Got away from the sustained success and wanted to bring in a coach to get them to the next level. They hired Dan Quinn, who did in fact get them to the next level and had the worst loss in the history of the sport, blowing a 28-3 late third quarter lead, and was nowhere near, and I mean nowhere near, the head coach that they fired him to replace. Or that they fired to replace him with. I think that made sense. You get the point. Nowhere near the guy that they let go. And that's what I fear is going to happen here with the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau. Even if there is some short-term success, outside of winning a championship, it's not going to be the right move. Ryan is calling from Edgewater. What's up, Ryan?
Sal, I got two Knicks points that I think you're missing here.
Mm-hmm.
The first is, with the new head coach, I think you have to look at the way this team is structured, changing Brunson's play style. In the playoffs, You have a guy you traded 4 first-round picks for. You have Karl Anthony Towns. When Brunson is out there, he's so ball dominant. He doesn't distribute the ball like Tyrese Halliburton does. And for the Thunder, SGA is ball dominant, but they have an amazing defense. So it's part of the way the team is structured. You have Mikal Bridges just sitting on the wing, and Anunoby sitting on the wing. It takes Brunson, when he's getting pressed, at least like 7-8 seconds to bring up the ball, and then another 7-8 seconds for him to make a move. So whatever that head coach is, you got to change the play style of Brunson if this is your roster, because he has to get other guys involved on offense.
Right.
I know you love him, but...
No.
But, and then...
Go ahead.
I just have one more point. Mm-hmm. I just have one more point to kind of look at this, right? I'm a Bills fan. If the Bills made the playoffs and Patrick Mahomes was hurt and we lost to the Chargers in the AFC Championship, you'd be calling for Sean McDermott's head. Same exact scenario with the Knicks.
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a clear difference for me. I don't think Sean McDermott is a great head coach. And he's, to me, how many years has Sean McDermott been there, Ryan?
McDermott's been there a while, but he has...
Well, I'm saying he's had... No, I get it. I get it. And there's a big risk there. It is a very good example. I've seen more than enough of McDermott to where I have not seen enough of Tibbs in that spot. One more year, if Tibbs... Remember, this is a new version of this team. One more year with this group, if Tibbs didn't succeed to the highest of levels, whether that's getting to the NBA Finals or winning a championship, and that's all there is to go, then I would say they need another coach to take him over the top. The same way that I'd say the same thing about McDermott. You're right. I believe the Bills need a real head coach. I don't think McDermott's the answer, but it doesn't mean that I'm right. I just would try to... Now, you got to have the guy that's out there. Who's the known, guaranteed Super Bowl-winning head coach that they're going to replace him with? You better find somebody better. And you can make a good argument there's not going to be anybody better than McDermott. Just like I'm making the case, there's not going to be anybody better than Tibbs. We'll find out. They're running that risk. I would not have done it now. Not saying I would never do it. I wouldn't have done it now.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Hank is in Yap Hank. What's up, Hank?
This is more like an advertisement for Ben Stiller than anything else, Sal, because I'm very, very, very upset at him.
Okay.
He is my second cousin, okay?
Oh.
We both share the same aunt, okay?
Yeah.
When his name was Benjamin, okay? And me and Aunt Mira, okay, his mom,
okay,
we would have birthday parties in Queens on September 20th and share the same birthday.
Okay.
You want to know something? Back then, I didn't remember him being a big Knicks fan back then.
Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. And the point is that what some of my DMs are on my bucket list. I would love to attend a game with him.
Oh.
Okay. And everybody wants me to attend the game. Everybody who knows me says, Hank, Ben's your second cousin, for crying out loud. He can't get you to a game. I said, he won't even answer my DMs.
I think, Hank, and I appreciate the call and I appreciate the insight, and good luck getting in touch with your second cousin. I think, unfortunately for you, you're a little too distant. The blood's got to be first cousin. Max. Yeah, exactly. Even at that, if I'm Ben Stiller, I'm like, first cousin, no, I'm good. But good luck, Hank, in your pursuit of your bucket list, DMing Ben Stiller. Before we finish up on the phones here, 888-808-1019. Hoff, did you see this? The Mets press release here about an alumni classic? So the Mets announced today that over 40 Mets legends returning to Citi Field for an alumni classic game. It's going to be a 3-inning game that's going to take place prior to the Mets game on Saturday, September 13th, versus the Rangers. Better known as Old Timers Day. I mean, isn't that what Old Timers Day is or was or was supposed to be? Now, I'm not against it, because anytime you get a chance to, you know, get nostalgic and bring some former players out, fans love it. So I'm all for this. I just don't understand why they wouldn't call it Old Timers Day and do this on...
That's the Yankees deal.
Yeah, but the Mets did this a couple years ago,
and had a Mets old-timers. I mean, if they're going to change the name of it, fine, but it's the same principle, right? I mean, this is it's an alumni classic roster. It's going to be Team Shea Stadium versus Team Citi Field. You got my guy TC, one of the managers of Citi Field, Jerry Manuel.
There are four managers.
Right, two for Shea Stadium and two for Citi Field. Willie Randolph and Bobby Valentine versus Terry Collins and Jerry Manuel. Oh, look at this. They got Harvey to participate. I'm looking at this list now. This is rough because it shouldn't be Alumni Classic. Harvey, Syndergaard, those guys should be on the mound currently with somebody. I'm just looking at some of the names. Oh, Kirk Nieuwenhuis. You know, I once got reprimanded because Kirk Nieuwenhuis had a 3-home-run game. This is when I was down in the minor leagues, when WOR was the home of the Mets. And Kirk Nieuwenhuis had 3 home runs in a game. Okay, whoop-de-doo, great. And my lead on that Monday, I'm pretty sure it was the day after, that was the final game before the All-Star break. And my lead that Monday was that the Mets aren't good enough and they need more. And one of the bosses comes to me after, he's like, did you have to be critical of the Mets? You're ripping them on a day where the guy hit 3 home runs in the game before. I'm like, dude, no one cares. Kirk Nieuwenhuis hit 3 home runs in a game. That's not the story. The story is this team needs more. They need more. Anyway, that's what I think of when I think of Kirk Nieuwenhuis. Yeah, you got some Cliff Floyd, Beltran. Oh, Ray Ordonez, one of my favorites, going to be there. I got to talk to Zeal, see if he can hook me up. Maybe a little field pass before the game. Zeal, Ventura. Oh, Reyes, my guy. All my guys are there.
Your boy Josh Satin.
Josh Satin, another one. Yeah, I'm friendly with Satin. I'm friendly with Zeal, Reyes, Floyd. Yeah, you get a guy. Maybe I can ask to be a bat boy or something, or a ball boy. Anyway, it's a cool thing I think the Mets are doing. Alumni Classic game. It's just, you know, it feels like Old Timers Day with a different name. That'll be September 13th, Saturday, September 13th, as we all get set for football season. And, you know, the baseball playoffs, obviously, we're getting close to that. September 13th, Mets Alumni Classic game at Citi Field. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Justin calling from Rockland about those Knicks. What's up, Justin? Hey, Justin. Okay, Alan is calling from Queens. What's up, Alan?
Oh, yeah, what's going on, guys? What's going on, man?
How are you, Alan?
I'm a long-time listener. I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say just a couple of quick points. Number one, there's only one answer to the Knicks problem, and that answer is Mark Jackson, okay? Man has put blood, sweat, and tears on the playground, okay, of New York City, all right? He's worn the uniform twice. He feels the pain of the Knicks fans, and I think he is the solution. He built the foundation.
You think he's a better head coach than you think he's a better head coach than Jeff Van Gundy?
Yes, he is.
Based on
what? Absolutely. I do believe so, because I believe that he's more relatable to the players of today.
Okay.
You know? And my second point,
I feel like Jeff Van Gundy, although he wasn't a player, I feel like he's more likable than Mark Jackson. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. The second point I want to make is I will not be surprised if the New York Jets make a little bit of noise this season. I like what I'm seeing in terms of the roster. I just hope that, I just hope that everything has come together, and who knows. But
yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off there. I just want to get one more in before we say goodbye. Very little noise from the New York Jets, if at all. Hey, Frank. Frank is in White Plains. What's up, Frank? Frank? Oh, see, Frank, you there? Come on. Frank is doing something else. Hoff, what are we doing here to close out the show? You two guys aren't paying attention. Frank said he wanted to talk about Soto. I wanted to close on a good note. Soto. Mets will be looking to make it 3 or 4 from the Dodgers today. Look, the Tibbs conversation is going to continue until the Knicks hire a new head coach. It's going to be the main talking point over the next, well, I shouldn't say over the next couple of weeks. We don't know when they're going to definitively hire a new head coach, but the speculation has begun. Names are starting to come off the list as opposed to guys being put on the list. Knicks are going to do their due diligence here and look around. I don't think Mark Jackson is going to be a legitimate candidate. I feel like that ship has sailed for Mark Jackson as a head coach. If he were that good or that intriguing or that high in demand, he would have gotten another job by now. Yeah, he did have success with the Warriors, but there were some issues there that they decided to move on from him. And that's that. Mark Jackson hasn't gotten another opportunity. So while he is a, Knicks legend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.